Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of the newest book in a trilogy, A New Life Awaits, Spirit-Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from spirit that show us our modern-day challenges are not economic, political, societal, but a disconnect from our inner true being or spiritual soul wisdom. And today I am delighted to welcome musician Bob Hillary, author of Simplify, who shares his decision to reject our modern way of life after it made him seriously ill. Hello, Bob, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to share your courageous journey to healing and true awareness of what makes life wonderful.
Nice to be here, Cheryl. Thank you for inviting me.
Bob.
All the way from England.
From one of my favorite places, England. Bob, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my awakened guests and I, we share intimate stories and insights into the metaphysical world of energy, science, spirituality, and modern-day life as we discuss the duality and nature of both spiritual and physical life challenges. In order to create or manifest our best version of ourselves and live a prosperous, healthy, and happy life, we must merge our spiritual awareness with physical, ego-based thinking to create opportunities for self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, which is only possible by an introspective look at self. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Bob Hillary shares a manual for switching off your digital lifestyle, detaching from all your stuff, and finding a peaceful, stable, and happy way of being. He provides 21 practices to help you simplify life so stress is reduced and healing can begin. And he does it in a way that is very clear and easy to follow so you can get started on this project right away. Bob, I always love to ask my very astute guest to think back to their childhood and maybe remember a person, place, event that may have shown them or others the lifestyle and interests they might embrace as an adult. For I feel the life plan or destiny of each soul is there at the beginning, only waiting to be discovered and lived out by the person. So go back and remember your childhood.
Sure, you want me to talk about it, or
tell us.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I grew up on a farm in near Stonehenge in England, which is a very powerful, super powerful ancient sacred site. I'm sure you all have heard of Stonehenge. I was blessed. I guess my soul chose to grow up in that ley line because I was blessed to grow up in a very strong energy. And so as a musician, I feel like I can access that energy very just naturally, actually. And when I, in my concerts, you know, I'm kind of a channel. Well, not kind of a channel. I am a channel. Like all musicians, I guess. And yeah, I do a lot of energy healing through my voice at my gigs. But yeah, thinking about my childhood. Yeah, I mean, I grew up on a farm. My mum and dad grew our own food. And before we, you know, they taught us how to grow food. And, you know, before most meals, we were told, go and get some carrots and go pick some potatoes and some beans. And most of our meals were like freshly picked half an hour before the meal. And we just thought that was normal.
It really is normal and should be the way that we are all living. And, you know, I remember as a little girl, I grew up in the city in New York. And I remember that we would go out. They had a patch of land. There was cement and a playground. And then there was a patch of land, and we grew things there. It wasn't a big patch of land, but I remember liking it a lot. But there were no other opportunities, because I lived in a big building in the city, to continue to explore natural, holistic healing and what comes from the earth that can sustain our life in a better way than all the processed foods that we're dealing with nowadays and all the illnesses we're having. So yes, I liked reading about that. And you did grow up in a place that supported your energy and your growth, because places hold energy. And that makes it easier for some people to access this spiritual channeling or ability to connect with higher dimensions of life. But you also wrote about a relative of yours, Sir Edmund Hillary, who was the first man to climb the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. And his story, you write, always inspired you to aim high, live wild, and not settle for just normal in life. I kind of like that. And you also wrote about your grandmother, Annabelle.
It's funny. As soon as you mentioned childhood, she came up, and she's very strong. She's passed on now, but she's very strong with me, Annabelle,
in spirit. Of course, she's still assisting you and always nearby.
We were super close, huh? And I didn't get on very well with my dad when I was growing up, and I used to go and just live with my granny, and she lived in the countryside, and her whole garden was just all vegetable growing and fruit, and she just taught me, man.
You were very lucky to have a grandmother like that. But you know what? That wasn't, I shouldn't say luck. You selected the family, and that grandmother was part of your soul experience as a child to help you develop. Nothing is really random in our life, you know. Everything has a part of a grander plan to help us remember who we are and to explore what we came into this particular life to explore. But let's go on to tell us why you decided to share your story with the public in your book, Simplify, and the most important self-aware factor that came out of your book.
Yeah, well, basically, I see the problem. I see the problem on planet Earth and in our society. And the fundamental problem is actually really simple. It's like we've allowed ourselves to become disconnected from the Earth, you know, from Gaia, from Mama Earth. It's so simple. And I don't know. You know, it's clever how we've been kind of cut from it. I believe that we live in a society that carries a deep spiritual trauma, and it's been severed from our land, and it started really, I guess, with the sort of the stealing of indigenous land when the Americas got claimed, and it's the same story around the whole planet, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been spending a lot of time in New Zealand, the same with the Maori land. But anyway,
earlier, everything that happens is supposed to happen, and then we have time to make choices how we deal in the best way to support the earth and the people. And we haven't made very good choices, and that is the problem. So, you know, we have mass smartphone addiction and social isolation, which you talk about, and we're all feeling the strain. And could there be another way to live? A simpler way where the ever faster pace of life shows no sign of stopping, and we have an unhappy planet also struggling to support our endless need for more and more. So you talked about that. So, yeah, This is the problem.
Cheryl's quoting from my book, by the way. Yeah, I mean, my experiment, basically, what inspired the book was I decided to withdraw to extract myself from society, because I never liked it, and suddenly it was like, I got to get out. So I did, with my partner, and we bought some land in the mountains, and we moved onto it, and we lived off-grid in a yurt. And we went back to the land, and that's what inspired the book totally. But mainly what's inspired it is the urge to, like, help society heal and to help people, because so many people are lost, huh? Like, they're lost in the technology, and they're lost in the tax paying, and the, it's just brutal, you know, and
yeah, they're lost in the rules.
I'm
they're
trying to
lost.
Help people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I'm trying to help people find their way home, you know?
Yes.
Because my experience of moving off-grid was I found my way back home, and actually my way back home is back to my heart. My heart is my home. But it took moving onto the land to find that, because I think that our society is, we're very in the head, aren't we? You know, we're like,
yes,
you know, buzzy bees in the head, and all we got to do really is find our way back to our heart and the quiet, powerful wisdom of the heart, you know.
Yeah.
Men and women, it doesn't matter if you're a man, we've all got hearts.
Children are being caught up in it too, because they have a natural instinct to be close to everything good on the earth, and to be kind and to be loving. But society and its rules and dictates make us want to be accepted by others, and we lose our natural inclinations, and that's not doing anyone any good. Now, you wanted to be guided back to peace and health by living a new way, and you just said what you were looking for. You were looking to remember your soul, and it's what I asked you at the beginning of the show, the first question, to think back to your childhood, because you knew then, and we forget it as we go along, and society molds us away from and disconnects us from our natural soul instincts and truth in life. So you wrote this, Bob. I have spent 15 years unhooking my life from the more negative aspects of our modern society. I have explored living off-grid without a phone or TV, spending time outside the matrix, and reconnecting with the land. I have found that what society tells us we need to have in our lives, we really don't need at all. So 5 years ago, I decided to up sticks and go and explore living off-grid in the Welsh mountains, in a field, in a yurt. I reached a point in my life where I had had enough. I woke up in my high rent, endless utility bills, work for the taxes and paying routine, and something just snapped. I remembered my childhood, and a voice deep within me said, loudly, go look for another way. So I did. I bought a small, very cheap piece of rural land in the hills of Wales, and my wife and I moved into it. I gave away most of my possessions, all of the clutter I'd been dragging from rented house to rented house for years. I stopped paying taxes, bills, and rent, and started living from the land. So it was epic. It was an epic choice. Yeah?
It was epic. It was big. It was
big.
Beautiful.
You know, the last year I've been talking about going to the mountains. I live in the city.
Yeah.
But something inside me, like you, calls to this simpler life and this need to slow down. Now, you go on to discuss Earth Warriors. This is very important, who are honoring our planet and taking responsibility for its welfare. You and I are Earth Warriors. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. I I don't know what's coming on planet Earth. I think we've got quite a lot in store for us in these next decades, and
yes.
I think we're going to have to get strong. And I've kind of seen these times coming, and I'm only 43. I'm not even that old, but I've seen these times coming for really the last 20 years.
Yes, that's about
like,
how long it's been.
Yeah, society. You don't have to be. You got to be fairly blind to not. Well, I don't know. I've just seen the way society is heading is not. It's not sustainable, and I reckon that this whole COVID thing is really. I this may provoke some of you guys listening, but I actually think it's a blessing in disguise. In a really difficult disguise, I really think that it's the big game changer. It's like,
well, I agree with you. It's taking people, it's slowing them down. It's changing their view of time spent at work, away from families. It's encouraging people to dig within themselves, maybe to meditate, maybe to pray, maybe to help others, serve. And yes, that is what an Earth Warrior is. We gotta let go of all the things in life limiting us, keeping us small and powerless, and tying into a system that most of us don't agree with or like very much. We have to care more about each other and the Earth, and that is going to happen in the next 5 years coming up. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. This pandemic was not random, as nothing is random. I wish so many people didn't have to suffer, but it is necessary at this time to awaken people. This is about spiritual awakening and accepting the invitation to join the ever-growing ranks of like-minded Earth Warriors. That's what it's about. So tell us about the slow living movement. This is coming out of all the tragedy we're having right now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't know what it was like in America, but this spring in England, like I've always, for the last 20 years, you know, in spring I buy my seeds for my veg and I get planting. And this year, nowhere could you buy seeds. Everywhere was sold out of seeds. You could not get seeds. And that is an amazing thing, because actually what's happened this year in England, and I've here globally, is everyone's like, oh my God, you know, maybe the food's going to run out and you know, and but people are starting to get back to nature, and they're growing their own food, and kids are getting involved, and people are downing the phones, the smartphones, and they're like, so, I don't know, this is like really a good thing, and you know, community gardens are growing up everywhere, and this is part of the new Earth, you know, like...
Yes, absolutely.
This is part of being an Earth Warrior. It's like, it's actually happening. It's really exciting.
Yeah. It was much... the same here in the United States. People were...
Yeah, really?
Yeah, well, the governor of Michigan shut down hardware stores where they were selling seeds and all things for gardens. And why would she do that? Why was that done? You know, some of the leadership have not made the right choices to help the pandemic, good things to come out of the pandemic. They are seeing it as a way of taking power. They are not seeing it as a way to educate the public, to become more mindful of the resources of the planet, and to learn the things that you and I are talking about here. So power is against this spiritual evolution, because some people still want to grow the government and take away some of the freedoms of the people, and some of us want us to have more freedom of the soul, to explore this beautiful planet and not have so much regulation. So that's what's going on. That's absolutely what's going on. Now, you talk about rewilding ourselves. This is an interesting concept. What do you mean by that? And then what are some of the tips for rewilding ourselves?
Rewilding. Well, I mean, in my journey of moving off grid, I felt like I basically rewilded myself. And I guess what that means is I kind of unconditioned myself. Like I feel like when you follow the normal route in society, you kind of follow the herd and you.
Yes.
You take on ways of being that are kind of just the norm, but I don't think that a lot of those ways serve us very well necessarily. And rewilding is kind of like, you know, I'm just going to strip all that stuff off. I'm going to go jump in the wild river and find my original self. You know, actually, here we go. We're talking about childhood, but, you know, when we were little, we were these wild little things, you know, when we were boys and girls. We were wild, you know, and just because we get older doesn't mean we have to lose that wildness, you know.
We want to hold on to that part of ourselves, but we do lose it.
Yeah,
we have to get it back.
Yeah, that's our aliveness, you know.
Yes.
My primary goal in life is just to be as alive as humanly possible, and whatever helps me to do that, be that, I'll follow, you know.
Yes, and you are absolutely right. You know, the truth is, Bob, maybe it means we want to feel again. So many of us are numb. We've lost the passion, the love, the joy, and the beauty of spirit shining through us. So from above to below, we want to know ourselves as divine beings of unlimited potential. And we want to know joy, love, and compassion. And that's what you're really talking about in Wilding, to feel where we have become numb. And some of the tips you give are great. You say to spend time in nature. Get in touch with the seasons by eating seasonal local foods. Watch the sunset or sunrise, which I did after reading your book. I haven't done that in a while. Become a gardener. Care for your plants. Rewild part of the planet. Let's get some trees planted. Spend some time learning about the plants and animals. Take up the Japanese practice of forest bathing. What is forest bathing?
Well, it's when you go and lie in a forest and just let yourself get zenned out. Again, you just let all that societal baggage drop into the earth and let the forest take you.
I used to do that when I was a child in the mountains. I do remember how I loved it. But let's go on to what would you like readers to take away with them after reading Simplify?
I would like them to take away the belief and the comprehension that there truly is another way. You know, like we're shown in society that there's only one way. And that way is like 9 to 5, you know, get a mortgage, do what everyone else does. And that way is destroying the planet and it's destroying us and our souls. And it's not working. And none of us like it. So can we just admit that? But what I'm saying is, my book is basically a guide for like, there's another way. And if you read this book, then it will help you to step onto that path of a different way, because that's what is coming, and that's why life is so hard for everyone right now. It's because we're being forced to change.
Yes, we're being forced.
It's like either we change or we die as a species.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Change, you know, this is a
You
yeah,
also
it's a book of change.
you also say, "Welcome, change. We have been expecting you." And you give 21 practices to help simplify your life. Some of them we were talking about, like slow down, live in the moment, take it easy, just be. Learn to love yourself and be good to yourself and make friends with your soul. Drop your ego and live from the heart, not your head. We've talked about all of this today. Let stillness be your friend and tame your mind with meditation. Learn to say no. Don't take life too seriously. And definitely learn to breathe, really breathe deeply into your belly and relax and exhale, and you will feel so much better. And you go on with many others, and they're also important at this time of change. So I want to thank you, Bob Hillary, author of Simplify, How to Stay Sane in a World Going Mad, for an uncomplicated but desperately needed detailed manual to understand what's happening in this time of worldwide chaos and change and ways to understand energy, self, and the world so we can find our most soulful direction to living better with health, vitality, balance, purpose, and happiness, to get a real clear view of how to walk the path of self-evolution and self-realization while mastering and refining your emotions and at the same time simplifying your material world. Go to bobhillary.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Bob Hillary has shared his amazing journey, leaving behind life as he was living it and all that didn't serve him in his physical and spiritual life, and finding ways to reduce the stress of his technological overload and a path to peace through downscaling and finding and accepting himself away from the pressures and expectations of society. Bob writes, "In order to really engage with the world around us, to be fully and powerfully present, and to live a life of simplicity, we need to ground ourselves in a solid, rooted, unswayable connection to the earth. Grounding, in essence, is living connected to the earth, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, energetically. Many of us these days are getting a little lost in the technology. The danger of this is that we can become disconnected from the earth. The best thing you can do to ground yourself is to start healing your past traumas. Our traumas are mostly the emotional and psychic wounds we have received while growing up as children. This is what blocks us from being fully in our bodies. They are wounds to the spirit. The pain can feel too much. We might not have learned how to deal with it, so we can check out and leave our bodies to disconnect from the feelings. There are also wounds that can occur as adults, too. We need to start on the healing to get into what's happening within." Well, Bob and I would have you begin a personal transcendence of the complications of this physical world and life, to reside in the energy within which holds the wisdom of the universe, which can guide us through these changing times to find our highest selves. We will find solutions to create a community of spiritually connected people acting in balance with the circle of life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and read about the world of energy, healing, Reiki, and the change makers and leaders in the metaphysical world and fields of science, spirituality, healing, religion, and the arts and music, who share insights into the ever-expanding world of human evolution. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.